Comic-Con's TV feedback episode for July 2014. This is our monthly look into our mailbag where we read comments and answer any questions as well as hear our voicemail. I'm Doug Wilder, and since I just mentioned voicemail, let's start off with that.
Hi, Tom. This is Benji at Porkon Min. I just wanted to call and say that I really enjoyed Patrick D in the live-action Attack on Titan panel. It was exceptional. Thank you very much for having him here, and have a great day.
Cool. I'm glad to see that people are talking about some of the events they went to and stuff they enjoyed. The live-action Attack on Titan panel is apparently a popular one. I couldn't get to Porkon Maine this year, but I have a feeling with Attack on Titan's popularity, it's not the last time we'll be talking about it at the convention on the podcast. Let's move on to the next one.
Man, I gotta say, I love your work at the live-action Titan on Attack on Titan. It was just 4 stars. It was the best. Thank you very much, Patrick. Bye.
More praise for the live-action Attack on Titan stuff. Man, I'm kind of bummed I didn't get a chance to see what this one was about. I'll have to bug Patrick, but once again, Attack on Titan's pretty popular right now, so we're going to be hearing a lot about it. And looks like we've got one more voicemail to play.
Hi, this is Braxton. Just want to give a shout-out to those watching Anime Cons. This is Braxton from CinchyCon from Anchorage, Alaska. Yes, we do have a anime convention called CinchyCon that's happening September 27th and 28th. That's a Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on both days. Just want to give a shout out to you guys, that you guys are really awesome, and to come check out our convention, because we are definitely the coldest state that people think, but also we have great conventions just like everyone else does in the other states. So come check out CinchyCon over in Anchorage, Alaska, September 27th and 28th. And Anime Cons, you guys rock. Thanks. Bye.
Well, it's nice to know we have fans all over the country. I don't know if I'll be able to get it. September's a super busy month for me, and Alaska's a little bit of a trip from Massachusetts. But if you guys are in Alaska or have some travel time built up, go check out CinchyCon. We'd love to hear some people's experience from the convention out that way. I mean, I'd like to go and check it out someday. And let's see. Now we've got an email from Flynn A, and this is all one sentence, so bear with me, guys. Alright, here's how it goes. I would like to know if Anime Cons can provide Flynn money funds, convention staffers, and volunteers from Japan and other U.S. cities, Japan's a U.S. city, that have well established to help Flynn establish and manage a new 4-day anime convention in Pensacola, Florida, USA, that America and Japanese anime convention attendees and guests of honors to enjoy for years to come? Yes, it ends with a question mark. Flynn there, buddy. We don't really run all the conventions in there. Patrick and I staff one or two, as does Gail. But we don't really make any conventions. I'm sorry to say, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's already a lot of conventions in the state of Florida. We need more conventions like places like Alaska and other states if you're really trying to start a new con. But I'm going to say Florida doesn't need more cons right now. Sorry to tell you that, buddy. But better luck next time. And, you know, after that email, I need a bit of a break. So while I recover, let's take a look at the list of anime conventions that are coming up through the end of September as found on our website, animecons.com. now that we're back, let's find out what's coming up on AnimeCon's TV. Next week, Patrick reports from Nerdtacular, a small convention held in Snowbird, Utah. Spoiler alert, he loved it. Patrick's also going to be doing an episode on how to spot red flags that could tip you off that a first-year convention, or even just a convention in general, might turn out to be a disaster. And also, we're going to give everybody one whole extra hour in the ball pit. It's all coming up on AnimeCon's TV. And finally, we want to hear from you. If you want to leave us a voicemail and hear it so we can hear your lovely voice, our phone number is 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. We're at the height of convention season, and so we want to hear more con reports, like what we got from PortCon there. You can also send us an email. Hopefully it's not one gigantic sentence. That's our email address is podcast@animecons.tv. And you can even send us a photo from a convention and let us know what's if you see a really cool costume or just, you know, something else cool that you happen to see. Obviously, we want to keep our subscriber numbers growing, so make sure you're subscribing to us on iTunes at itunes.animecons.tv, on YouTube at youtube.com/animeconspodcast, or just watch the podcast on our website at, you guessed it, animecons.tv. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/animeconstv, on Facebook, facebook.com/animeconstv. We even have our Tumblr, which is animeconstv.tumblr.com. And finally, on Google at google.com/+animecons. I'm Doug, and we'll see you next week.
Maybe capture a Pokemon.